Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up, step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Margaret Josephs, who talks Melissa and Joe's marriage drama and how she went through her own emotional issues with her husband on season 11.
I mean, what was the most challenging thing for you this season?
The most challenging thing for me this season was I actually, you know, had some issues emotional with my husband in public that I normally don't do. I think the whole season was about personal relationships, mm-hmm. and it's some stuff that I really, you know, but on my authentic stuff. And I think dealing with that in front of everybody was difficult.
Yeah.
Watching everybody else go through stuff like that was difficult.
Right. I mean, what kind of ups and downs do we see you and Joe go through this season?
You know, coming out of a pandemic, we've gone through, you know, we were renovating my house together. I was writing the book. I think he would like me to slow down, even though he's super supportive. And, you know, I can air my frustrations. I am a type A personality. And I think, you know, sometimes I'm not as patient, as kind as I could always be.
Yeah. And so it was hard for you to kind of put this out in the public for everybody.
Yeah. I think, you know, I'm myself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and cameras, no cameras. I'm the same person. And I think, you know, people will sometimes see me crack, and, you know, I could crack with anybody.
Right.
Yeah. We're human, right? We're human.
It's so true. I mean,
I think that was hard.
Yeah. I mean, are you nervous about watching back anything about this season?
No. No, I don't think I've ever had a season where I'm nervous about watching anything back. I've lived it, so I get the same anxiety as when I lived it, but it's not that I get nervous.
Right. What was it like writing your book and then also filming the show? Like you said, you're kind of pulled in so many different directions. So, I mean, what was that experience like for you?
That was very therapeutic and stressful at the same time. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed so much writing my book. I was writing it with this woman, Emily Liebert. She's my co-writer. We wrote it together. Mm-hmm. And I was remembering things I totally forgot about. You know, there's 20 chapters, only two are about my life now, 18 chapters about things people don't even know about me, about business, about things with sexual harassment, you know, very pertinent topics today that happened so long ago, about my first marriage, my children, everything else. So it was very therapeutic and cathartic and painful all at the same time. So I think that's why I was super emotional as well.
Sure. I mean, what was the most painful thing for you to kind of relive in this book then?
Oh, the most painful thing, you know, I think the dissolution of my first marriage, mm-hmm. because I had a beautiful family and a rough marriage. And it was just, you know, just realizing there were so many beautiful things, and we have a great relationship, my ex and I. Also, there was a lot of crazy things that happened to me in business, and some not so great men that I've worked with, that did very inappropriate things to young girls, me being one of them. And I think everyone's going to read that. And I'm sure many women have the same experience. Wow. But I was too afraid to speak up. And even if you did speak up at that time, it wouldn't have made a difference.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to reading it. I know, yes, like I said, it's probably a very therapeutic experience.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned, you know, a lot of the season focuses on relationships. I spoke to Melissa, I spoke to Dolores, and a lot of it is about, they said, like, standing by your man and kind of going through these struggles. Yes. And you said, was it hard watching these other women struggle as well?
Yes, because I'm vested in their relationships as well. Yeah. We spend a couple times with these women. Joe and Joe Gorga are very good friends. I don't want to ever see my girlfriends in pain, upset, or other couples that I'm close with. So of course I'm so vested in them, everybody. So yeah, it was painful, upsetting. And you know, we're housewives. What do? We weigh in on everybody. You know, everybody has an opinion.
Yeah. I mean, what is your opinion on Melissa and Joe's marriage at this point? Because, you know, she said that he has a really hard time with her doing so many outside things, you know, being in business and, you know, also being a wife, being a mother. You know, she's kind of pulled in a million directions just like you are. So, I mean, what is your kind of opinion on their marriage right now?
I think they're a solid couple. I think every marriage goes through growing pains at different point in your life. I think that's all it was. I think they're just very solid, and every marriage, you know, needs work at different points of time. And I think really that's what it was. So no one loves change.
Right. Yeah.
And women are forever changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Were you ever nervous? You're like, oh no, Melissa and Joe might not make it through this.
No, I never get that. I never thought that, but I do think, you know, everybody needs a little tweaking and a little help at different points. The most strongest and solid and the most amazing marriages can use a little help at any given moment.
Definitely. You know, and a marriage that could definitely gets tested this season, it seems like, is Jackie and her husband, because of the whole rumor that was started about their marriage by Teresa. I mean, were you shocked when you heard this rumor about their marriage?
Did you see my face? Yeah. Yeah. I think my face, I was like, what? You know, I like such an expressive face that contorts. I didn't believe it. Obviously, like Teresa said, you live in this town, honey. Yeah, you know. And I was like, I never heard it. I would never even, you know, think it was true or anything remotely like that. But I wanted to put it to rest right then and there. I didn't want it to leave past me, but for some reason that didn't happen.
It spread like wildfire.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, did you think when Teresa was coming to your house to speak to Jackie that she was going to be there to apologize?
I obviously, you know, have high hopes for everybody. Yes. She came in a good mood. Jackie was so emotional. Sometimes I think, you know, with Teresa, if you're feeling sad and sensitive, you know, I thought she could, you know, feel the same way and feel like, oh my God, I hurt this girl. I really thought she was going to apologize right off the bat. Yeah. I really did.
Mm-hmm. So were you shocked when it kind of took a turn for the worse?
Yeah, I was having a breakdown in the other room. I was running back and forth like a psycho case. I said, I have construction going on in my house. Lexi's packing goodie bags and I'm doing the report going here. Yes, I was shocked.
Do you think that Jackie crossed the line when she brought Gia up?
I think Jackie made an analogy that Teresa didn't realize was an analogy. And I think when anybody brings up your child, you automatically go on autopilot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand why she was just like, who else was I going to bring up? You know, I know the way I know the way both of them think. Mm-hmm. Teresa, immediately, that was it. All you have to do is say her kid's name and she goes, which I understand. Right. You know, if anybody brings up my children, I'm the exact same way. Mm-hmm. But Jackie was saying it was just like, it was so baseless. It was so far-fetched. How would you feel if someone made up a rumor about like the closest person to you? Right. And like she, you know, Teresa's not with Joe Giudice at that point. So that's why, who's the next closest person to Teresa? So that's why she said it. Obviously in hindsight, it wasn't the best analogy. And, you know, you can't really bring up people's children. But Jackie's an attorney and she argues like an attorney and it just went south.
Right. And I mean, it went south. Like, I mean, this is obviously the first episode, so it kind of maybe sets the tone for the rest of the season. Did you feel like you had to pick sides?
I felt like I was a good neutral party who makes a lot of sense in most mm-hmm. circumstances. But, you know, with this group, making sense really doesn't help.
That's true. You know, Dolores said that this season almost killed you all because there was just so much going on. I mean, you know, like, you've been on this show before. Do you feel like this was the hardest season for you as well?
Emotionally, this was very hard. I've had rougher seasons in Hustle, but this was truly a very emotional season. I probably did more crying, deep felt, gut-wrenching things, you know, heartbreaking for a lot of people across the board.
Yeah. You know, Dolores felt like some of the women were judging her this season. What do you think of her plastic surgery? And do you think that David had a right to be mad about that?
Dolores looks so beautiful, so hot. I had driven her back to the doctor. So I was with her, hand-holding. I spent a lot of time with her. Listen, God forbid I understood why he was upset, truthfully. Mm-hmm. God forbid something happened to her. And it didn't, but you know, he is a physician.
Right.
And I feel like he probably feels discounted. You didn't tell me this, that, you know, he did it out of concern. It didn't come across that way, but he was like, God forbid something happened to you. He would be devastated. I don't think he delivers his emotions correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, what he really meant was like, if anything happened to you, I'd be devastated. I'm a doctor. I could help you, you know?
Right. Yeah. Do you think that he appreciates her as much as she deserves to be appreciated?
I don't think anybody could appreciate Dolores as much as she should be appreciated. But I think she's great. She's a great woman. But I think, and I've said this before, his first love is his work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, with a doctor like him who's involved in high risk, that's the way it's always going to be.
Right. I mean, do you always, I mean, I know it's probably never going to happen. I always ask all the ladies, do you always hope that she'll get back with Frank, or is that just wishful thinking for Housewives fans?
It's wishful thinking for Housewives fans.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, you were also open with some of the work that you've had done this season. You're showing off some, your new ladies.
they're my old ladies refurbished. No implants at all. I had granny boobs, truthfully. And they were just like a ball in a sock. So I got a lift, Christina, I got a lift and a reduction. Mm-hmm. But then they were nice and high and I needed it. I was in a desperate state. So no implant for me. So I'm still the only one without implants because Jennifer has had a lift and you know, whatever, but she openly admits she had an implant put in. I didn't. So mine are still natural, just lifted.
You look fantastic. Great. Is there anything else that you want to change or get done?
No, at this point, I mean, what am I really going to do? I did my face. It's, you know, it's nice and tight face. And I lifted the boobs. I have a fat butt. What am I going to do? You know, I'm not into liposuction. I mean, come on. I did my teeth. I got veneers on my upper teeth. People are complaining, you know, my teeth weren't good. And then they're telling me, you know, now I have too many teeth. You know.
You can't win, right?
You can't make anybody happy.
So true. I think you look fantastic. Is that probably one of the hardest part about being a housewife? Being a housewife is having to deal with the social media hate from people.
I actually find it extremely entertaining. I'm not even kidding you. You will never see me say something rude to a fan or people who love us or friends of the show. I think it's actually funny. I write back. I'm very disarming. I mean, I maybe blocked 3 people only because they said graphic, sexual, gross stuff. Everybody else, I find it very, I don't know why. I find it so entertaining. Other people get so offended. I love to write like a funny, sarcastic comment. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I love that.
I don't find it so upsetting.
And, you know, obviously, Teresa is dating somebody new. I mean, what do you think of her new boyfriend? And has he changed her at all? Have you noticed a difference in her?
I have not met him yet because we were sick during Christmas. I've written to her. I said, you look so happy. I'm so happy for you. I mean, she seems like she's sitting on top of the world. I said, I mean, they profess their undying love across social media. I've never seen it. I don't know. Does she write? My husband cannot profess love like that. I mean, he's never quoting Sade, I'll tell you that much.
Is it nice to see her and Joe co-parenting? Because we do see in the season in the trailer that, you know, it seems like she sticks up for her ex, Joe Giudice, when she gets into a fight with her brother and Melissa. I mean, were you still surprised at the time that she was kind of still sticking up for him?
No, because you know what? I think she has a deep love for him. Not an attraction, but she has a deep love. He's the father of her children. They've been through a lot together. And she does, because her girls really love their daddy. They do. And, you know, she does stick by him for the sake of her girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
but also Joe Gorga sticks by his sister. So he's protective of his sister. So you can understand where he's coming from.
Right. Yeah. No, everybody just wants the best for everyone.
Yes. Everybody just, and it gets miscommunicated.
Yeah, totally. I mean, how are you feeling? Because I know that you and your family, everybody got very sick with COVID and everything like that. And how is everybody feeling now?
We're all much better. The residual effects are we're tired. I mean, we were nappers anyways. Now we're major nappers. But yeah, we're much, much better. Thank you.
Good, good. And then do Melissa and Jennifer patch things up this season?
Yes. I mean, I think, like, are they ever going to be BFFs? No. But I feel like, you know, everybody has highs and lows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we see Jennifer kind of having, you know, problems with her family this season as well. You know, her dad moves in with them. And, you know, in the trailer, it's kind of alluded that she may be drinking a little too much this season. Did you feel that?
Well, I don't drink. Right. So, you know, compared to me, everybody drinks a lot, right? You know, maybe it was because we came in, but yeah, I mean, listen, there were some times you see me picking her up off the ground, she hits her head. You know, it's all in a perspective. To her, she doesn't feel like she drinks a lot. You know, for me, you know, I think it's a little too much. I don't like when anybody is incoherent.
Yeah. Was there ever a moment in this season or any other season where it got too much for you and you just wanted to pull the bravo, bravo, bravo card and just kind of shut things down?
I think this season there's a point where we're all screaming, crying, and there's a scene that's really, really ugly, all of us. And I think, you know, production didn't even know what to do probably. I think they probably wanted to pull the bravo, bravo, bravo card. Not us. We couldn't even focus. We didn't even care the camera. So I think everybody was so hysterical. Mm-hmm. It was such a fight. I'm dead serious. I think they didn't even know what to do. I think if it was up to them, they would have like ran away from us.
Walking away from this season, how did you feel? Did you feel good about this season? Did you feel like you wish you could have gone back and done something differently? How do you feel like now that it's wrapped?
I feel good. I feel very good about this season. I feel, could I have done something differently? No, I always leave a season feeling like, you know, I'm my authentic self. I can't go back and regret what I've done. I only regret what I haven't done.
Definitely. Well, before we wrap up, like I said, I have some of these co-star secret rapid fire questions. So the first thing that kind of comes to your mind and a little explanation why. All right. So first one, who is always the life of the party?
Who is always the life of the party? I would say me and Melissa, both of us. We're fun girls.
Mm-hmm. Whose closet would you love to raid and why?
Dolores's, because we have very similar style. We fit into each other's clothes. And yeah, she has a really big closet.
If you could bring someone back from another season, who would it be? Whether it just be for a cameo, a brief appearance, who would it be and why?
I mean, we've said it before, Caroline Manzo. And I think because there's, you know, history that her and Teresa have to get through. And I think her and I, we get along well.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to see that. Who causes the most drama?
Oh my God, Teresa. This year, Teresa.
Hands down. I think that has been the answer from everybody. If you could trade places with one of your co-stars for a day, who would it be and what would you do?
Oh my God, who would it be and what would I do? Melissa, because if I could have that olive oil skin with that an ounce of cellulite, I don't even know what that feels like. I think I was born with cellulite.
Who spends the most time?
I would wear a bikini and run the streets in high heels. That's what I'd freaking do.
Who spends the most time getting ready?
I think it might be, I don't know, Melissa. Maybe Melissa. I don't know. Or Jackie. Jackie takes a long time to get ready too.
Always late?
No, Jackie's always on time.
Okay. Well, that's
always
good.
On time, but she takes a long time to get ready. She starts very early.
Who do you think you'll be friends with forever once filming completely wraps?
I have a feeling I'll be friends with them all forever.
Yeah.
I do. I do. We're all bonded. I said to them, we'll be old ladies on tour together.
I love that. I would still be tuning in. Well, Margaret, thank you so much. I can't wait to see how this season unfolds. And I really appreciate you taking the time. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
So nice speaking with you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.